O giver of the perfect gift, how did you know? Are you reading our thoughts somehow in the gentlest of ways? Do you hear the beating of our hearts? Do you look into the script of our lives and see between the words? How do you know the things for which we long, the things we most need? How wondrous is your spirit to know each one of us formed in the womb, carried into life and walked with in tenderness and love all the way through. How do you know? What's being opened in us today, under the wrapping paper and beneath the ribbons? What is stirring there? The weight of it is a surprise. Does it feel light? Does it feel heavy to you? We know by your grace it will be perfect to us. To where are we moving? From our captivity today, and into what wonders? And when we are sad, and when we are lost, what poetry will come to us to inspire us and lift up our hearts? Where shall we fit in the ongoing story of things, when our belief takes hold, and we are made children in your image, whom no earth can hurt, and no word can curse? Let us be angels a while on Christmas Day, to smile at those we meet and love those we love, and to look with wonder and with concern upon the wide world, to feel the pain of its loss today in the bombings and the terrorism, to be raging with fury when we see women and children and men unwelcome at places where they are most in need. Turn us toward the wide world with a kindness of heart that comes only when Christmas becomes a day of delight and then moves towards a day of destiny. How do you know these things? With you in us, help us to know them too. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and say the prayer he taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.